poppin', folks? What's poppin' this Thursday? With a weird day today, Mark was going to come late as he had some complicated things going on today. And Elric texted me this morning and said, are you still meeting tonight? I said, oh, no, Mark's going to do it after all. And then Mark ends up canceling. And so we're going to the bench. Don from Northville coming off the bench today, along with, well, Jace here, of course. Landon from Rochester Hills. How you doing, guys?
Great. Real good.
Weird day, man. There's just a pile of stuff going on. I mean, right off the bat, Darren Sharper sentenced to 18 years in prison. This is a light sentence, if you ask me. Did you guys read much about this at all? It's a date rape thing.
It finally ended. Has it been going on for years?
It's been going on for a while, yeah. But, I mean, he date raped, like, 8 or 9 chicks, I think, in 3 or 4 different states. Of course, maybe he's got to still be tried in a couple more states. So maybe this will get worse.
So was that when they were on the road?
It was at the end of his career and after his career. This guy likes 19-year-old girls. But, you know, when you're no longer a player and you're 40, I think the game gets a little tougher. So he decided, need a little help.
Take a different route.
GHB. Knock these chicks out. I mean, it's pretty much Cosby style. But I guess Darren Sharper wasn't as intimidating as Bill Cosby in terms of telling the authorities. So, yeah, he got 18 years.
Well, 18 years doesn't seem a lot considering there were 16 victims.
No, it seems like nothing. But, you know, this was a sentence from Louisiana. He pleaded not guilty in Louisiana, California, Nevada, and Arizona courts. I think this guy's got some more courtroom activity to go. I think he's going to be in court for a while yet. He's got some. I don't think they can combine this into one state. I think this is just what they've come up with in Louisiana. So he's not doing any 18 years. Then let's see. Oh, we got this is kind of weird. Bill Cosby. Jesus Christ. George Carlin was doing some stand-up right before 9/11 about people dying. And I guess this is going to be part of his new record. And, of course, when 9/11 happened, not terribly appropriate.
It's actually recorded the day before 9/11, if you can believe that, you hear it.
And were they going to take a live performance and use it for the record, or was this just his material for the new record?
I think this was just a gig he was doing, and then eventually it was going to, you know, be a part of a CD like he would regularly release. However, after the events of 9/11, he obviously could not use this bit, and so this, along with some other bits, are being put together. It's going to be released on September 16th of this year.
So it was shelved due to the content. And so there's a little clip of it from Rolling Stone. We ought to listen to that. I haven't heard it. Brandon, you thought it was pretty good, right?
It was okay. I mean, it's not a ton of laughs. However, you can definitely listen to it and know that if this was recorded the day before 9/11, there's no way in hell it was ever going to be played, at least until now.
Well, why don't you go ahead and listen to it?
So who deemed it too dark? Rolling Stone?
I think George himself did.
Oh, okay.
Because he didn't release it.
Yeah, it was, you know, death, not really a great topic around that time to make fun of. But let's hear it. I always like hearing George.
Best thing I can hear on television, we interrupt this program. You know the worst thing I can hear? No one was hurt. Ah, shit, no one was hurt. I get depressed, you know, because I'm always rooting for a really high death toll. That's why I like the natural disasters, the big natural disasters that no one can control. Tornado, hurricane, earthquake. Tornadoes are great because there's hardly any warning, you know, so you can get in there and fucking nail some people in their sleep. Another nice thing about a tornado, no one can find their cat, which I think is fucking interesting. I like all that shit. Tidal wave, volcano, monsoon, forest fire, avalanche, a famine, huh? Come on, you can't beat a fucking famine. The best thing about a famine is it lasts a long time, sometimes more than one generation. So you could wind up with a couple of million dead motherfuckers, you know? To me, you can never have too many dead people. That's why, you know what my favorite disaster would be? And Jesus, I pray for one of these. An asteroid. A big fucking asteroid. And I mean big. Never mind this shit that destroyed the barn. I'm talking about a big hunk of rock the size of Minnesota. a flaming asteroid the size of Minnesota scream into the atmosphere and smashing right into... Hey, Minnesota, huh? What the fuck? You can never have too many dead people. And I don't care who gets killed. I don't care who it is.
Yeah, this wasn't going to work.
As long as it's not me. Or someone close to me. Although, to tell you the truth, if it's a nice big disaster, something good, the people close to me are on their own. Fuck them. It's not my responsibility. And I know what you're thinking. You're saying, well, that's all very cute and clever, George, but you'd feel a whole lot different if one of your loved ones ever got killed. And I think, no, I wouldn't.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, clearly, that was not going to fly on 9/11.
No, the actual name of the bit was, I kind of like it when a lot of people die.
Oh, boy.
Is the name of the bit. And then the very next day, 9/11.
Yeah, he got pimped. And, you know, it's funny. For years, I kept hearing about people born on 9/11 and how screwed they were because their birthday was 9/11 and their birthday was ruined. But, yeah, eventually, I don't know. Now, I mean, it's a really big deal to have a birthday on 9/11 now.
No.
No, I'm not, no. It's not like nobody's going to celebrate your birthday.
But then again, now I always see things on television where, hey, this debuts on September 11th. And don't you just think of 9/11?
Oh, yeah.
So is it, like, right there with 13? You know, what do you...
13?
13th floor, you know, you see 9/11, it's just instantly...
And 9/11's pretty rough. I mean, in our generation, what tops 9/11?
Nothing.
I mean, nothing. Not even close. Hey, this is kind of out of left field. I'm sort of delaying the Ryan Lochte story, which is really that's the story. I mean, what a story. But I got to bring this out. Fox 2 did... this is their lead story last night, and they were talking about it today, too. The new Southgate police chief... was convicted of assaulting a chick in 2004. This chick who, I guess he was trying to make out with her or something, and she turned him down. He slugs her in the face. She has an eye hemorrhage, broken nose, and broken cheekbone. He was suspended for a year, and I guess he came back 3 months later. No jail time. He got 18 months probation. But how can this guy be the police chief?
Unreal.
I mean, I'm not even sure you could be a cop. You bust up a chick's face like that?
That's stunning.
Yeah, absolutely. And the girl's family are totally pissed. I mean, it's not like, well, you know, we forgive. It's nothing like that at all. They're sick and they're just blowing their mind that this guy could possibly be police chief. I'm amazed he could ever be a cop again, to be honest.
I agree.
I mean, how does this happen? Wouldn't you expect a ridiculous outcry for something like this? Or do they think nobody would say anything?
Who makes that decision as far as appointing? Is it an appointed position or?
I think it was appointed, yeah. I think it was.
Okay.
And it sounded like it was like in Southgate, oh, he's a fabulous cop. He tests high. He's a fabulous manager. And he was clearly the best candidate. But you can't ignore something like this.
No.
I mean, Jesus Christ, a broken cheekbone, broken nose, eye hemorrhage. They got a picture of her, too, which didn't make it any better. But, yeah, fucked up. And then there's this guy who, let's see, who did he kill? Killed his girlfriend, shot her in the head.
Is that going around or what?
I know, isn't there incredible true crime happening around here lately?
It's
the 7-year-old shot in Detroit by the guy who got in an argument with his girlfriend and her family and just came back and shot up the place. Of course, hits a 7-year-old.
Right.
And there was a really fiery, really, really good post on Facebook by the cop that carried this kid from the scout car.
Oh.
And, I mean, how many little kids in Detroit are going to get shot either by accident or by some idiot? Unbelievable. But this guy, Jeremiah Vachelle, killed his girlfriend, and then he was sort of just out there. They couldn't find him. And he went to this transmission shop he used to work at where he wanted to kill two people, two former coworkers there. They weren't there. But he shows up in a tactical vest and a bandolier. Is that the thing that holds the bullets?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. What a dick.
He obviously just wanted to get caught, right?
Yeah. He wanted suicide by cop in the end, which he didn't get. But to show up with a bandolier on...
Pretty smooth cat there, huh?
I mean, he goes beyond being a nutcase to a complete
flaunter.
Yeah. Oh my God! I mean, that tells you that he thought it was cool.
Yes,
but he didn't catch up to these two guys, and the cops were chasing him down. And I guess he tried to shoot the cop and a pedestrian before they could
pull him over.
This was the turd. They caught him up in Lapeer County, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I did read about this.
If he could afford an iPhone, or he'd probably have taken a selfie like the rest of them do.
Oh, my God. There's got to be a selfie of this guy. Yeah, he looks like he thinks he's hot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, God, true crime around here has just been...
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Really, I mean, just some brutal shit. And, oh, this guy that got finally arrested the other day for driving over his girlfriend who had two kids. She's in Clinton Township, I think. Pretty girl. Really good-looking girl. Had two little kids. Supposedly was just a great mom. And this guy, I guess, called the cops and said, yeah, I found my girlfriend in the yard, and looks like she's been dragged or something. This guy ran her over and dragged her pretty good distance. She was in a coma, had strokes, never came out of it, died, and he was finally arrested. So, I mean, it is just like bullshit case after bullshit case. I mean, the news last night, I swear to God, the first six stories were just horrible.
The scumbags are coming out.
Yeah. And there seems to be no end. Then, I got to bring this up because somebody sent a great email about this. There's my man, Horace Sheffield. This story is so stupid, and it just will not go away. He wants the Pistons and the NBA. He says the NBA is greenlining the economic exclusion of people of color beyond the court. And he said the Pistons... my concern with the NBA and the Pistons is that we're not making the kind of money in ancillary ways to people that contribute to that franchise, and that should, if you look at the revenue we generate, African Americans, and the product we purchase, if you look at our viewership, it's not reflected in the economic activity. I still don't know what he's talking about.
No, we.
So if you spend money
a
on
fan,
some,
the fans,
yeah, like, the fans. He apparently thinks the Pistons are supposed to pay the fans back or split the money
new.
With them.
That's new.
I've never heard anything so stupid. It's his bust a ball campaign. And kicked off today at the Southfield Center in Detroit. And August 29th in New York, he's got some event. I don't know why this guy doesn't just get laughed off the stage when he talks about
that's just a form of entitlement?
It sounds to me like he wants something. You know, he also, I noticed that... you know, for a reverend, this guy seems to do pretty well. He had a suite at the palace for a number of years. How many reverends you know can afford a suite at the palace?
Yeah, he's definitely shady.
Yeah, he's a 20-year Piston season ticket holder, so he's been there a long time.
But a suite, that's like...
Yeah, that's a corporate thing.
That's a couple hundred K a year.
It's a big box.
I'm sure the church probably purchases that. Sure. And I'm sure he lets other people use it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he doesn't take advantage of it at all. But then he said that the Pistons and the NBA, he wrote them letters and they never responded, which, you know, is just the ultimate diss. The Pistons, however, sent him express mail, which they have copies of, and they provide him the free press. So he's completely out on his ass on that one. And the NBA also responded to
him. Oh, he went over their heads. He went over the Pistons' heads right to the...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and claimed they didn't write him back. You know, like, oh my God, what an offense. You write a ridiculous letter demanding money from this organization and they don't write you back. How appalling.
All right.
And then the league letters, even this is funny. Sheffield's letter to the league sent August 10th, a copy of which was emailed to the Free Press, listed the wrong address for Commissioner Silver. It was sent to Secaucus, New Jersey. The league confirmed the commissioner's office is in New York City. I put my phone number in the letter, and I haven't heard back from either one yet. They reached out to me. How? They didn't reach out to me in writing. I never heard from the Detroit Pistons. If they sent him express mail, dork. I feel like the media should ignore this story. It just shouldn't even be a story.
Has he put a plan in place that he would like to see them do? Has he made that kind of an offer? Do this, do that, do the other?
No, I don't think anybody knows what he's talking about.
He's looking for dividends, or what's he looking for? A dividend, or
he implies that the Pistons don't do anything in the community that blacks are providing so much revenue, so much viewership, and now we did look at a crowd at the palace, by the way, for a Pistons game, and we noticed that the crowd did not seem to be terribly black. And
there's actually a funny
nice mix.
There's actually a funny story about that picture that you saw that Jay brought up. That picture was actually a video game.
Oh, it was.
And I don't think that Jay realized it was 2K until I pointed it out, and he was like, "Oh shit!"
Racist video game makers.
Did he say anything about it being in Auburn Hills?
Yeah, he kind of did.
And not the city?
In a very roundabout way, yeah. He did imply that they don't do enough for the city and that maybe... They do. The Pistons, you know, they've really been a great organization over the years.
Absolutely.
He implies with the death of Bill Davidson that that all stopped. But the NBA sort of came to the Pistons' defense and said, they pointed out all these things the Pistons do. Let's see. SAY, Detroit Play Center, Detroit PAL, City Year Detroit, the Bing Youth Institute, Bingo Mentoring Program, Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, Forgotten Harvest in Haven. Earl Cureton, the former Piston player, who is black, attends many or most of these events. And his only quote on that is, this is such crap. Most of that stuff is a tax write-off.
I think this is a form of extortion. I think he's looking for like a free suite or something for a couple of years because donations are down on Sunday or something.
And he was black.
I mean,
I just don't think it's. I don't think
it's a joke.
I don't know what they're going to do. The thing is, you know, are they likely to do something to just shut him up?
They kind of have to do something to shut him up, right?
Isn't that crap though? Why should they have to do anything? I mean, that's just. I don't know. I hate this story so much. It seems like we run into so many things like this. And I read this really good book on Jesse Jackson, who does stuff like this all the time. But it's much better. It's much better targeted, and he tends to make a much better point than Sheffield's making here. But Jesse Jackson always ends up getting something personally. Like there's the infamous cases where his kid gets an Anheuser-Busch distributorship.
Wow.
And I think two kids of his got Anheuser-Busch distributorships, and it's like, wait.
It is extortion.
Your kids, or are we talking about all people? Because your kids aren't hurting. They shouldn't be hurting. Well, he's got one kid in jail for, what did he steal? I think it was expense money from his congressional seat or something. It was a lot of dough, though.
There are a couple of them that are a mess, aren't they? A couple of his kids.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
I was actually just looking at the comments in the story about that.
And
it's funny because it kind of blows into a race war, and the person who starts it, Thomas Fiorini.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. That's what somebody texted or emailed about. love the podcast, love your plight against what an ass U of M's own Thomas Fiorini can be. But every rule has an exception. I'm not going to read the rest of that. He says, Reverend Horace Sheffield is confusingly and hilariously trying to take on the NBA to squeeze a few bucks out of them. Freep ran a story on it in the comment section showing up in support of Logic and Reason was Fiorini.
Yeah.
Has to say he makes some good points along with some others who see through this veiled attempt at an undeserved handout. And Thomas Fiorini is the guy who any time there's any mention, it seems radio in general in the paper, has to comment on what a jackass I am and how I'm in love with white boy Rick and that I interview drug dealers every 5 minutes. And I mean, isn't once enough? Does he have to write every time there's a story about 105.1 or about sports radio or about me, he's got to pop in there with his annoying comment? We interviewed the guy twice in 2.5 years. If he doesn't listen, if he hates the show that much, then how does he know we interviewed this guy twice in 2.5 years?
I think he's an officer of your fan club.
You gotta wonder.
I mean, ironically, he listened those 3 days. So
stop whining.
Does listen. Maybe he just tuned in twice in 2.5 years. It just happened to bump into white.
Yeah, it's just ironic,
I suppose. Anyway, he supports Horace Sheffield.
I don't believe he supports. No. I think he supports the logic of the reason. Here's his actual comment here. He said, "So, Reverend Sheffield, are you claiming white people don't contribute as customers of the NBA? It seems like racism won't go away because it can be used as a crutch in time of need." And that was followed up by somebody who commented, "Not even close. You people never stop putting words in others' mouth." That comment led to, "You people!" All these, "What do you mean by you people?" And there's several different comments.
We know what the person meant by you people.
You people. And so he had to come back and say, it's wrong to assume that all white people are rich, just as it's wrong to assume that all black people are poor. So that's Thomas. And then he said something about white boy Rick, but he actually just called him Rick because calling him white boy would be racist.
Wait, he did not.
No.
No. Oh, thank God.
No. Hey, Drew, how about some of those, in the past, some of those people that have tried suing professional sports teams, the owners in the league, because of bad judgment or bad calls that costed them a game, things like that?
What, are these fans that do that? Are these gamblers? Or who does that?
Season ticket holders, typically.
Oh, I've never... Really? People sue over games? Actual game results?
Yes.
I don't know. People are nuts. What bothers me, though, is that you know, here we are spending all this time on it. The paper's done like three stories on it. There's all these comments next to the story in the paper. It's like this guy, I mean, I feel like he's getting exactly what he wants, although I think most people think it's absolutely ridiculous. I just don't even think it should be a story. The Pistons shouldn't have to answer him. They should say, you know what, go screw, go take a jump. And I don't know, I just feel like he can say almost anything, and it's like the paper, they're the bad guys if they don't do the story.
Yeah,
it's not a story. He's crazy. This is nuts. Bust a ball. What does that mean? Bust a ball? What kind of campaign? Nice. Bust a ball. I wonder how many people will show up in New York for this. I mean, if they just ran, let's say they ran like tons of TV commercials. They just bought a TV schedule and didn't, you know, have connections or people who were part of his organization or whatever. I wonder how many people would actually show up for the Bust a Ball campaign in New York. I wonder how many people would say, he's right, he's got a great point here. Because I don't think anybody would show up.
I put seven over.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a good over-under. Seven.
I predict
I'd
that.
I'd take the under, though.
I think a PA system would not be needed.
No.
Maybe we should call sometime.
The Sheffield organization? Yeah. Let's see where this goes. And maybe we will. I'm sure you'd love to talk to us. Okay. I was thinking about talking about Trump a little bit because I thought this was kind of interesting. Trump's comments the other day, and I'm not really trying to stack stories here, but I think this does sort of fit. Trump was reaching out to African Americans. Did anybody happen to see when he said he wants the African American vote, and he talked about how the Democratic Party has not been a friend to African Americans? And I actually kind of thought about it for a second, and I what has the Democratic Party done for African Americans in terms of helping people move up in the world? I mean, the middle class, get jobs, for example. I mean, hasn't the Democratic Party been a disappointment in that respect? Not that I expect blacks to vote for Trump, because I know they won't. But what has the Democratic Party done? I mean, is there something specific you can point to?
I think they'd argue they're in favor of Obamacare, but that's on a health care issue, not a job issue.
Well, I think that's the kind of thing that we just sort of think, and maybe a lot of people do think, and it does help people to get things in time of need. But if it's just a matter of, I think Trump's point was that it's not about people stuff.
It's not right. He's right.
And not to sound like a stereotyper here, but it's not about food stamps or unemployment or, you know, getting stuff from the government. It's about helping people move up in the world. Isn't that really what you want to do? So, I don't know. I thought that was really, I thought it was probably a waste of breath on his part. He's not going to get the black vote. But, I don't know, just an interesting topic. Along with this extreme vetting, which, again, I think he's on an interesting point there. I just don't know if he's going to get anywhere with it. Because after reading about Belgium and Norway and this controversy over these Muslims who wouldn't shake teachers' hands, and they deported them. And there was another case where, I think it had to do with swimming and swimwear or something. Anyway, it turns out, I think it's Belgium, where you have to take this assimilation test when you become a Belgian. If you immigrate into Belgium, there's a series of things that you have to do to sort of show that, yeah, I love this country, I understand what it's about, and I want to be a part of it, and I want to learn the language, and I'm going to make progress. I think you have a year to do that. And I thought, that's really
patriotic.
It makes a lot of sense. It
makes total sense.
Instead of just this willy-nilly, you know, I want to get into America because I like the schools there, and I want to get my degree and go kick ass in the world. It has nothing to do with, I don't know, I just feel like we say, the attitude, at least with many, is just let anybody should be able to come in here for whatever reason. You know, we'll take anybody. Come on, it's the huddled masses and, you know, all that old BS that used to mean something much different 100 years ago.
Well, now, 100 years ago, we needed people. We don't need people anymore, right? Think about it.
I don't think we need people.
Get them.
Mark would put up a hell of an argument about needing labor that, you know, that the landscaping is going to be, the grass is going to be 20 feet high everywhere, and this work is never going to get done. Nobody's going to. My argument is, no, those jobs would be higher paid because there's a level of pay at which people do anything.
For sure.
So I just cannot believe that you would never get that. That work would just never get done. I think that's crazy to
get it done. It'll get done.
So you want the $15 then?
I tell you, that's a terribly interesting subject. What I hate about the $15 minimum wage is it's based on people saying, I need more money, not earning it.
Just
yeah. When you want to raise, you generally prove what you've done to help the organization. Or
so it used to work.
It used to work. But in fast food, it's just people saying, this is my living, this is my career, and I'm trying to raise a family of four. Those jobs were never meant to raise a family of four.
We don't have good jobs.
Well, weren't
we
taught if you work hard, you become a manager, supervisor, and you will make $15 an hour, right?
Well, yeah.
But they just want. Count chicken McNuggets, $15 an hour. Throw them in a box.
People just want $15 because they just want $15 because they're making $9.75 or what's the minimum wage now?
Depends on what state. I have no idea.
Somewhere between I think $9.75 and $8.25 or something like that. But the feeling is that that's just not enough money. I just need more money. Not I deserve more money. I need more money.
It's $8.50.
Okay. And I always thought that if you needed more money, you picked up some skills.
Correct.
You went to a vocational school, or you went to college, you got an associate's degree, or you got a
get another job.
Right.
Moonlight.
So that's just insane. And somebody brought up a great point the other day, and that is, wait, what about the people making $15 now? Do they all get a raise when the minimum wage bumps up to $15? Do they just sit there and make the same as fast food people, or do they get a raise? And
there's a lot of people that are outspoken about that, especially paramedics. Because they're not known to be getting paid a lot of money. However, they feel that if
they're highly trained.
Yeah, so that if these jobs end up bumping them up to a wage that's almost similar to some of their entry level, that they definitely want a job. And so when that happens, are we going to see an outcry of the next level? Like,
well,
I want my
$20? No, absolutely. Because the poll I was reading, they were asking people, do you think that people making $14, $15, $13, who will be passed or will be in the same pay scale as that, do they deserve a raise? And 63% said absolutely.
For sure.
And I'm not sure why people said no, but it's certainly a majority. It only seems fair to me. So in other words, the entire country is getting a big fat raise. How can you do that?
So there goes the 99-cent menu. So it's going to be the $2 menu, correct? Because how can you...
Of course.
I mean...
I don't know what that does to fast food prices.
But doesn't that $15 an hour worker that makes $15 now, don't they deserve a larger percentage-wise raise? If you want to look at it that way. If you're just the entry-level person and you think that you're entitled, you should have a $6 raise.
He deserves a better raise than the guy going from $8.50 to $15.
Yes, technically, yeah. because it's going to really...
He's probably trained.
He works harder, possibly, or you're right, trained, schooled.
He's got skills.
Skills, that's it.
So I don't know how the country, especially because there's so many people at that level, between $8.50 and, $15, $16, $17. Think how many people that encompasses.
It's going to be a mess.
Who ever heard of a whole class of people getting a giant raise like that all at once? And the people employing them really have nothing to say about it.
No choice. Yeah.
Except for the people making $15. They could screw them. They could say, no, I can't give you a raise. I just gave these $8.50 people a raise to $15.
Well, what's to stop those individuals from stopping their jobs that are harder going to an easier job? That's $15 an hour. If I was working my ass off for $15 an hour, I would, and then I saw this other group that were getting paid equally the same for less work, I'd jump ship.
I see picket signs everywhere.
what about the guy making $12 an hour, who's fairly, he's got something he's trained for and just doesn't pay all that well. And he says, well, shit, I'm going for fast food. And he's, probably terribly overqualified, but how are you going to turn a guy down? It's a $15 job now. That's going to be an attractive job to some people. It is going to create competition, but I also have to believe that there's going to be massive jobs eliminated, don't you think?
For sure. There's no other choice.
Just for cost savings.
I mean, there's what other option? Where is it going to come from? How are they going to make up the gap, right?
The people who believe in this say that these companies are making billions of dollars, and so they just want to take it off the top.
Oh, yeah.
I love how people suddenly decide how a multinational corporation should suddenly spend its money and can spend its money, and they know all this, and so, they understand how it works, and they can just do it.
So what do you think the average degree, you know, the people that are making this decision are crying, you know, masters?
Oh, for MB, it, you to know, go from the, 850
yeah, those
to
people,
bucks?
You know, the strivers, the hard workers, you know. The
people walking out of people. McDonald's to protest.
Unbelievable.
Well, I would imagine, is that even a high school degree demanded for that
job?
No, probably not.
Not all. No. But that goes back to what you were asking in terms of, you know, what have Democrats have done to try to help that community. And I think that one of the big things that they have done is they've really, really helped out a lot on trying to get the cities, the children of the cities to have cheap or free education.
You mean college education?
College education, yeah.
That's okay. If you're talking about just giving things to people or trying to create opportunities through programs like that, yeah. I don't know. It probably sounds rude to say giving people things, but
that's basically what it is.
A lot of people see it that way.
Well, a lot of these are scholarships.
All spade or, a spade.
I guess it would be saying giving the opportunity, but I mean that is an opportunity that they can jump onto and. It can really help somebody in their lives.
Do you remember all the stimulus money put America to work early on, Obama? Have you seen in the last 8 years, have you seen any major infrastructure changes anywhere besides 275?
The stimulus money, to me, was probably the biggest blown $2 trillion opportunity. Because, you know, that could have been infrastructure.
Absolutely. But I think he blew it right then, or the administration.
You know, for example, in Michigan the first year, the first $1.5 billion went towards just closing the state's budget. No, they didn't cut people. They didn't cut programs. They didn't do anything because we had $1.5 billion deficit.
Right.
And they just said, just plunk it in there. Yep. Hey, deficit gone. Well, no, that didn't do anything.
No.
That did nothing. And these infrastructure jobs weren't shovel ready, so they didn't get done.
They never happened.
So I have no idea what happened to that money. Does anybody know? I mean, it supposedly created and saved X number of jobs, and that number was so squirrely. I mean, a lot of people just thought that was a big BS number. I don't know. You know, even the auto jobs, which around here, I'm not going to be the one to complain about it, and I'm not complaining about it. But do you know what the expense was per job to keep the auto companies out of bankruptcy?
Wow,
for the jobs
staggering.
They saved, the expense. It is absolutely staggering what it cost per job to do that.
Wow.
And we all should be happy about it. We're Michigan. I mean, so we got something, but damn, it was expensive. Anyway, you know, never quite finished on the – it was Switzerland. Jay pointed out it was Switzerland where the two Muslims wouldn't shake hands with the teachers, and there was another issue. And they do have that assimilation program. And Trump, while he didn't get into specifics like that, I was thinking about why don't we have an assimilation thing where if you're immigrating into this country and you want to be part of the USA – that we need to damn well know that you want to be part of the USA and that you don't have some sort of...
motive, correct.
Squirrely, ulterior motives. And that you know the Constitution. I don't know, maybe you take a test. Maybe there's a length of time to learn English. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. But...
Are you going to be called a racist for wanting that? I mean... I don't know. It seems like you have to be so afraid to suggest anything nowadays when it comes to something like that. I don't understand the whole...
It's common sense. It makes sense.
To me, it
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
You want him to speak American?
American! Now, Trump was going a little further. He wanted to... It wasn't Trump. Somebody was saying a pledge that you are not in favor of Sharia law. Which I thought was kind of funny. I mean, that seems like it's kind of obvious if you're forcing people to learn the Constitution and learn English and so on and so forth. But I don't know. These are crazy times. I don't know.
Is this a Christian country?
Yes, it is a Christian country.
Primarily. Right.
But we have freedom of religion.
Correct.
We believe in that. Nobody wants to change that, right?
Well, the bad people that are coming in want to change that.
Some of them absolutely do. Yeah, no, there's no question about that. And there's a lot of naivety going on about that, isn't there, really? You know, to just suggest that Donald Trump, who has been a crazy candidate, I'm not denying that, but to suggest that he's just a racist and a bigot because he's suggesting these things, I think he's he's certainly on the paranoid side, as opposed to the naive side, which is, hey, everything's fine, and man, what are we worried about? I'm damn worried about who we let in this country. I'm really worried about it, and I can't believe that, for example, this building a wall is so controversial. You're talking about not allowing people to come in the country illegally. What is so wrong with that? Why is that racist to build a wall?
Why would you not? I mean, I can't. It's bad. I mean,
We've reached a point where
people are afraid to even say it, Drew.
I feel like I'm dancing around right now. I'm doing a tap dance, and I don't mean to at all. But
most people, just for some reason, they just will not say it, even though they may think it or think that way.
Well, that's the Trump support, I suppose, right there. But it seems to me that what we're saying is that to be somehow against, quote unquote, illegal immigrants is racist in a way. But you're talking about it's actually become politically incorrect to enforce a law, which is immigration.
Right.
It's politically incorrect to build a wall and to say, hey, you're here illegally, get the fuck out of this country. That is considered almost, politically incorrect, maybe a little racist, a little xenophobic. I don't know. I think that's insane. That's illegal. If you're here illegally, you're breaking the law.
Right.
What do other countries do? Don't they ship you the fuck out?
Yes. It's containment, you know. You don't put a wild, crazy animal out in the middle of nowhere. You contain it. So if you have a problem with it, then there's something wrong. If one has a problem with it, they are the problem.
Well, there's a group of people who want to kill us for no reason.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a huge concern. That, to me, is why building a wall is not that controversial. I don't know. I'm not sure it makes sense economically. I know it's very expensive. But I keep hearing people say, oh, that border's not even a problem. They're not coming over that border. How do you know?
But then again, then they might be able to come over across the Canadian border. Do you want to build a wall there, too?
Well, because they can come over the Canadian wall, is that a reason not to build the Mexican wall?
Well, I think a lot of people assume the racism when they say it's only for the Mexican side.
But that's where people are coming in.
Sure.
I mean, you know they're coming in there.
It's the easy entry.
And that whole joke of catching these people time and time again, how stupid is that? What a waste of resources. And maybe a wall, I don't know, maybe a wall will be a waste of resources too, because maybe there'll be tunnels and no, I don't know. I just think to suggest that it's racist or bigoted to want to stop illegal immigration with a really dramatic flair is, I just think that's crap. I don't understand it. It's like we throw that word around like it's nothing. It's funny though. Trump called Hillary Clinton a bigot the other day. Did you hear that? Which I actually laughed when I heard that. And people went apeshit about it.
Of course.
People went absolutely apeshit. In fact, I saw, I think it was Kane saying, this woman has a record of blah, 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 blah. It's like, wait a second. You throw that term around talking about Donald Trump. Do you really know if he's a racist? Is he really a racist? I don't know if he's a racist.
Does he just care? Does he just care a lot about this country? Honestly, he just wants...
I think he does. I truly think he does.
It's obvious. He cares too much. You know, he's overboard.
Well, he's spending his own money, which is the thing I liked about it originally. I mean, I really wish he hadn't run now that it's gone this far. I wish this had never happened. Oh, it was fun all the way.
I think he agrees with that.
I think you're right. I really respected the fact that he's spending his own money, and I like that more than anything. Somebody who's not beholden to all these people, because they are. I mean, look at the Clintons. The more I read about it, the more I go, God, between the Clinton Foundation and the library and all this, look at all the bullshit that goes on there.
It's almost like I feel like I have to vote for Trump because it cannot be Hillary. She's so corrupt or illegal, everything about her.
Well, I feel like she's getting away with murder in this campaign because Trump says something really crazy every 24 hours. It just enables her to squeeze right through under the radar, and it's
crooked Hillary.
She is really one of the worst.
Isn't this kind of like having two really shitty teams in the Super Bowl?
Oh my God, it's
like
so
you
bad.
Know, like
kind of yeah.
Like seriously,
I haven't met a person that says I like them both. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. You know, no. Everybody God, either hates them both or hates one of the other.
That's really funny. No one has said they like them both.
No.
And I'm trying to think if anybody said that with Obama, McCain, Romney. No, nobody would say it then. We're so divided. No one would ever say that now because we're so damn divided.
I don't know. Obama and McCain there was a lot of people I heard that were on the fence there.
Yeah, I think people liked McCain. McCain is a good guy, basically.
I think a lot of people really, really loved the war hero aspect. But then Obama was just so fresh and so new.
Yeah, and Obama, there were so many things going Obama's way. You know, the economy was so screwed at that time. I mean, I hate even thinking back to those days. Remember how miserable that was?
Awful.
It was just miserable. I remember waking up that day and hearing that the credit markets were frozen. I'm like, what do you mean the credit markets are frozen? What does that mean? And the LIBOR was...
That is scary.
and I didn't even understand it. And, you know, and Bush is talking about, here's what we're going to do. And then, you know, nothing changed for days and days. The market's going on 1,000 points a day. They couldn't stop it. They couldn't do anything to stop. And it's like, when is the stock market going to stop losing 500 points a day? Well, 6,300, so it turns out. But that was, and all the people that went underwater on their homes and, that was terrible. God, that was awful. I hope that never happens again.
But it worked out, right?
Yeah, it worked out fine. I mean, now, I think, aren't most people back in shape in terms of their homes? I think some areas really haven't quite come back to where they were, but most of them have.
It always does.
In fact, now is actually a pretty big booming time for those homes because it was around 6-7 years ago when people were losing them in foreclosure. And so, you know, it's, with some people, there's the bankruptcy time that has elapsed, and so they can now get another loan for a house. So it's actually prices are going up.
Yeah, you can make money on your home now. A lot of people are making a lot of money on their houses, getting multiple offers, getting offers for over the list price. It's kind of almost crazy real estate time because there's not much supply in the market, and there's a lot of demand.
Everybody wants to lease.
Before we jump off of Trump, I wanted to ask if you guys saw the statue that was placed in New York today.
I did not.
You did not? Okay. No. Somebody. I don't know much about this yet. I haven't really seen who put it up. However, somebody went ahead and they threw this disgusting statue. of a naked Donald Trump.
They at least could have.
Of course, it has a baby penis.
and of course, it's abnormally pink. And of course, he has red pubic hair. Orange. Oh my God, is that awful?
This is a huge.
It could
statue.
Be worse. It could be Hillary.
I don't know who has put this up. I don't even know if it's still up, if they haven't torn it down yet, because it is some public nudity. But I got a kick out of the statue itself. His pubes.
Oh, is that grim?
Is that Photoshop?
Who did
for real?
Who put that up? Who did that?
I don't know.
Why is it allowed to stand?
And why?
Yeah, why?
They spent. Who paid for that? What's it made out of?
It's pretty impressive.
Clay?
In size. It's got to at least be like 6'3", six, maybe.
Oh,
six,
that
five.
That costs some money.
Look at the detail on the face. It's.
Yeah. No. Somebody spent some serious cash on that. Oh my God. All right. Finally. I'm putting it off. I'm putting it off.
Yes.
We may have to even take this into part two.
Maybe.
The Olympic debacle with Ryan Lochte.
Lochte gate.
What a freaking mess this is.
Oh, what a train wreck.
This guy screwed up so bad. I mean, starts with his hair.
Yeah, that's the whole reason it happened, I think. I mean, that was...
He was certainly on the wrong train. And now this... The truth be told, the story... He lied. He lied big time. But... This guy did pull a gun on them at the gas station. They vandalized a gas station.
Technically, he was right?
Yeah, he did have a gun held to him.
Okay.
But it wasn't somebody that pulled him over in a cab. He was in a cab. They stopped to take a whiz. They vandalized. They busted up a door. They apparently busted up some stuff in the John. They pulled a poster down. Got back in the cab. They tried to get in the wrong cab. Then they got in the right cab. And then some guy who worked security for the gas station. Now, what gas stations use
security
people there? Rio sounds like a flaming mess, doesn't it?
I wonder if that's just for the Olympics. I wonder if that's typical.
I don't know. It sounds like they could always use one, to be honest. Although gas stations in Detroit aren't much better.
No, you're right.
I mean, look at what
there's always. It's where the shootings are, carjackings.
Although, you know, they started that program where I think the city helps you buy a security camera for your gas station, and somebody at City Hall watches that
for
camera for all those gas stations, I guess. And apparently that's helped immensely. And I haven't heard about much wrong going on at the gas stations.
Do you remember when I stopped at the gas station coming from the Tigers game in Detroit? Remember? Drew freaked out.
Oh.
Remember?
Which gas station? Where
we were coming from the Tiger game. We stopped at a gas station off of 96.
Oh, and I was nervous.
And you,
I was nervous about the gas station. That was not cool.
it didn't make me nervous, but seeing you made me nervous. So it hit me, and I'm like, okay, we should get out of here.
Well, it was about 11 o'clock, and it just seemed like there were some really shady people there. Yeah. And you were driving a really nice car. And
yeah, there are people hanging out. Usually, you know, why do people hang out at a gas station late night? You're right.
I don't know. People that said, I remember when Brooks Patterson said, I would not want my kids going to a gas station in Detroit at night. And how could you disagree with that? Because people were pissed off. They said, oh, what an outrageous thing to say. No, no. He's telling the truth. I mean, that's how he feels. And is he really that wrong? And I got to tell you, I wouldn't want to go to that gas station again on the way home for the entire game. I really wouldn't. But anyway, so they had a security guard. And this guy said, hey, you busted up the place. You got to pay for the damage. And you see the guy going in his wallet, one of the swimmers. Right. He's pulling out some cash.
Trying to make nice.
Now, that's not exactly a robbery, but I don't know. He did make him sit down on the curb. He did hold a gun, not to his head, but he had a gun to him. But this is clearly, okay, there's some similarities to the story, the cover story. He left out the vandalism. He left out quite a few things. I mean, didn't he say they were pulled over?
Yes, originally he said they were pulled over.
What a stupid, why did he do that? You know, I tweeted out today that I thought I had a feeling he was robbed by a prostitute or a drug dealer.
I so wanted your story to be true.
I really felt it's going to be, I thought it was going to be a prostitute. I just had a strong feeling that they bought some whores and they had some pimps and they just held them up and they took every dime and they took their wallets and somehow they screwed up and forgot their phones, but whatever. As it turns out,
it's a disappointment.
Oh, it's more than a disappointment. I don't care. Personally, it's not a big deal to me. I mean, it's kind of a mess. Isn't this like Eugene Robinson in the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
The Falcons guy who was just received the Man of the Year Award for his community work, and he gets busted.
Beautiful.
He's going to Subway to buy subs for his entire family, his grandparents and their stuff, and he stops and gets a hooker. Oh, my God. The night before the Super Bowl.
That was the first time, I'm sure. You know, just going to pick up some subs and figured, great time to get a hooker.
What a monumental effort.
Oh, that was perfect.
And he played terrible.
Right.
So Lochte now has completely obliterated his Olympic performance. I would imagine, is he going to get sponsors now? Oh, is that going to be a problem?
There's no chance. They got to be. He's got to have quite a few, correct?
Yeah, he does.
Many.
Google Ryan Lochte sponsors.
They'll probably start polling them.
I would think that you would at least...
That's the politically correct thing to do.
You would suspend your participation. Like, Tiger Woods lived through that thing. I guess he did actually lose a lot of sponsor money.
Right off the bat.
Yeah, he's got Tiger. A ton of sponsors.
Remember? He lost two big ones right quickly, Tiger. But Tiger had, 20 sponsors?
Oh, yeah. No, he had tons of sponsors. And but as it turned out, some of those people let those deals expire, and they didn't renew them. And then the usual flow of new sponsors. Plus, he wasn't playing very good golf. Because apparently, when you go from having like 50 whores a week to no whores a week, you just lose your swagger, your confidence dissipates, your testosterone levels go down. I mean, it wrecked him, let's face it. He had a routine, he had it working. Who ever seemed more confident on any field of play than Tiger Woods? And I got to believe nailing all those chicks had a lot to do with it.
For sure, absolutely. You think it's ironic? Heck no.
He was unstoppable. He got whatever he wanted.
He was the man,
Yeah, he was the man.
Yep.
So, Ryan Lochte, in this case, I don't know, this thing is just so crappy. And the fact that it sort of takes a dump on the Olympics, it's like, who would dream of using him as a sponsor right now, as a spokesperson? Nobody, right?
Yeah, but don't you think they're being a little harsh?
They want to indict him.
It's like, it's that Kwame, God damn, it's the guy got pissed because there was no French ticklers in the machine in the bathroom, got pissed and busted it up, and it, you know.
No, this is really, really dumb. I think, isn't this Rio trying to refract their own embarrassment onto him?
For sure. Absolutely. It's their opportunity, don't you think?
Yeah. To take those guys off the plane.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God. What a
scripted
dick move.
I got to give Lochte credit. He got the hell out of there.
Well, Rio took a lot of hell, too. And aside from the color of the pool, has there been a lot of really bad things that have been going down like they were predicting?
Maybe not like they were predicting, but this is pretty bad. I mean, these things are bad. There's more pool issues. We'll get into that too. Well, maybe we'll say that for part two. There's a huge issue with the pool that I am stunned. I mean, this actually affected results big time.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody missed
bizarre.
A medal.
Somebody.
Probably a few people missed a medal.
Somebody's heads are going to roll, or a head will roll.
Yeah, is that what changed his hair?
Oh, is that from? Oh, yeah. The green pool. Yeah, that was a huge screw up. But this thing with the gas station is just a mess. I think he looks like a huge weasel for getting out of there, and his buddies are behind there taking all the heat.
For sure,
he look like a weasel?
Absolutely, for sure. It tarnishes. Yeah, he's always been kind of the second man, kind of the you know, Phelps and
No doubt.
But people liked him though.
I think so. But Phelps was the one who had all the fuck-ups.
Oh, yeah, the fuck-up, correct.
You know, the DUI, I think he had a couple DUIs.
He was the weirdo.
The bong hit.
The bong was huge.
The girlfriend with a penis.
Tranny.
The transgender girlfriend.
He was the freak.
And I was trying to figure this out today. Does Lochte have anything in his background like this? Anything? Was he clean as a whistle until this?
Until that hair. Until his hair turned white.
The only thing I really remember him by is having that stupid grill. That platinum grill.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, like, off-the-field screw-ups.
No, he's been pretty quiet for the most part.
Do people like him, generally?
He had that reality TV show. I don't think it went too far. But the chicks love him.
He's got to be kind of pissed off, because if you look at... Take Phelps, put it aside, and Lochte is just the man, right?
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
And he snapped. What a shitty! He could have made up a way better story. You know,
they should have said nothing,
right?
And to think that first of all, they go back and they're on surveillance when they go back, and I thought that was sort of overblown. That they don't react like people have been robbed, because they did go through this thing. Guy did have a gun. He did take their money. They looked kind of to me like they weren't happy or sad.
Unless
way,
there's audio. I don't think they can get him, right?
Like, I don't know what there is of that surveillance thing, but that was the first thing that people were starting to say was they don't respond like robbery victims when they return to the Olympic Village when they're going through the metal detector and stuff.
Shut up. Yeah,
and then, the story didn't pan out according to the authorities, and I think they knew about the gas station thing. I think that's why they said that, because how could they know if they were robbed or not? I guess part of it was that when he went back to the U.S. and tell me that the Olympic people were not working in concert, or the police were not working in concert with the airport. They said that when he went through the x-ray, he had a wallet in his pocket. So, in other words, they were implying that he wasn't missing his wallet. Well, how do they know he didn't buy a new wallet? They don't know that.
Well, his dad said in an interview yesterday that he was going to buy a new wallet.
That's right. And that's a fuck up, because if he was going to buy a new wallet, he wouldn't have one. So, yeah, there's a lot of screw-ups here. No, and you know what? It was his mother's interview about the robbery that set them on the whole investigation. Right. What did the mother say, by the way?
She didn't say much. It was pretty short, actually. It was more, I don't know.
Because they act like the mother's interview triggered the whole thing.
Oh.
I don't really know what she said.
I think the police knew right away, because didn't they say they called the police? The security guard called the police at the gas station?
He did call the police, but I don't think the police came to the gas station. Okay. I think they bolted before the cops came. But did the guest, he's so recognizable. How could he think that nobody would know who he was, Ryan Lochte? I mean, wouldn't somebody at the gas station be like, hey, that's that swimmer guy? I mean, you figure four or five people saw him there.
He's pretty recognizable.
Is that true? He dyed his hair brown? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, he's 6'2". It was pretty obvious. But why was he taking a checkered cab, by the way? You know what his net worth is? In Brazil, in Rio, at the best areas around there.
What, do they have limos or people?
Well, you think they would chauffeur him around with a,
Yeah, you would think, that's a good point. You would think that any Olympian who wanted a night in the town would have special security.
Or a Metro car, at least. Kind of something private, not just Nothing wrong with the checker cap.
They have Uber, too.
Nothing wrong with checker cap.
Wouldn't you think, though, seriously, he's an international superstar. Yeah. You would think they would have a couple security guards for four Olympic swimmers going out in the town. They wouldn't want anything to happen to them. His celebrity net worth, by the way, Jay just brought up. Ryan Lochte, $6 million.
Yeah.
So this guy's loaded as hell.
So he had two wallets, and he went home with one.
How old is he?
32.
He's that old.
Right.
I saw that today, and I was thinking, that number's got to be wrong. I thought he was younger than that. And I was thinking, when I was 22, 23 years old, I was immature, too, and I would have done something stupid like that. But 32 is way too old to be vandalizing a bathroom on a night out. That's really
You would have covered your ass a lot better.
In a foreign country.
I would have had a better backstory.
With silver hair.
32 for sure. The story would be much better.
And in Rio, where it's dangerous as hell, it's really late at night, and you're causing problems, you're bringing problems on yourself. I mean, that's unbelievably stupid. They must have been hammered.
Oh, yeah. They were Snapchatting all night long from their clubs.
Just I saw that.
Wasted. In fact, when all this went down, it looked like it was in the daytime. I think it was 6 a.m.
Yeah, it was. At the gas station, it was after 6 a.m. You're right. Can you play any of the Snapchat stuff?
So his publicist right now is writing... the speech. So he's going to come out tomorrow and apologize for being bombed and made,
He's going to have a press conference. Yeah. Tiger Woods, not Tiger Woods style, because Tiger Woods was the dumbest thing ever, where he invited his friends and apologized to his friends.
Yeah. So it's got to be real.
Has got to be a real live apology where it's not so obvious that he's speaking to his sponsors and his sponsors only, a la Tiger Woods. any Snapchat we can play? Yeah. I saw the one at 2:30 from the club, and by the way, why? This is just showing how old I am. Why is he Snapchatting from the club? I know a ton of people are going to see it, but he's 32 years old. He's not a kid. What he really wants people to just see him drunk
cool
off his
is.
Ass at the club. Yeah, see how cool he is. Isn't that all it is?
I guess.
This is what I'm doing right now.
But is that ordinary for him? Maybe he was just. Too many Jaeger bombs.
Is he a big Snapchatter?
I don't follow him. I do follow Miguel Cabrera, and he Snapchats a lot.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, a lot of these...
What does he do? What does he say?
Anything, really. Clubhouse stuff, which is actually pretty cool to see. And then additionally, he'll throw down a lot of stuff with his home life, with his kids and stuff like that. So,
do you want to know one of the 10 reasons why Ryan Lochte is America's sexiest douchebag?
Go ahead.
He has a signature exclamation.
What? Huh?
Yeah. Let's see what else.
Nice list.
Is that number 10?
I hope so. Oh, right here. Want to see it?
Go ahead.
See it? I didn't know it was I've never seen it. I don't remember it. Recall it.
Oh, his Star Trek thing with the separated fingers? Oh, wow.
Well, he's got another one, too.
Okay. Is this, do I have to click to get to the
websites
next one?
Are a pain in the ass now. You have to go to each page, so you got to hit the arrow button.
It's a slideshow. Okay.
Why do they do that to us? Can't we just see the fucking list?
I have no idea. Tell me what the next one is, and that'll tell me if we want to.
I'll let you know. Right. Five. Next one is...
That's another big thing about Snapchat, though, is I'm having a hard time locating these
is
videos.
Is art?
Because those things disappear. Those Snapchats, they go away.
Oh, okay. His art? He paints?
Yes.
He makes grills.
Oh, please. Oh, how stupid. And does he sell his paintings, or is there any evidence of him being an outstanding painter?
How about his original style, or his awful style? His clothes? This is a bad...
Okay.
Oh, his taste in women is... Oh, yeah, this is... Yeah, we're done. Move on.
Does he date supermodels?
Oh, he calls himself a rock star. Did you know that?
Huh?
No. Lochte, no.
Ryan Lochte? Tess thought Ryan Lochte was gay.
He's a hip-hop frat boy. Look at it.
No, he's definitely not gay.
He loves himself.
Yeah, I never really knew much about him, honestly.
He's pretty quiet.
The gas station thing is the biggest thing I know about him. I've spent more time studying this incident than any of his swimming exploits.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Number two. But even his teammates think he's a douche.
I could see that. In fact, well, look at how bad he screwed his teammates. I mean, they are screwed.
They're detained.
He should be in front of a camera right now apologizing to his teammates, to his team, to the U.S., to Rio. Shouldn't he be doing that right now?
Right now, or very soon.
Well, he's indicted, so he's going to be getting extradited.
Remember this? Remember his diamond mouth? His grill?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, that's what I knew him about.
He's a douchebag. Yeah.
A grill.
That was douchey.
Platinum.
Yeah.
Huh?
He's not being extradited. But
no.
The other guy
extradited. What a joke. They are totally playing this up. I mean, it's their chance to cover it up.
He is being indicted, though.
Yeah.
So we but no, he will not be extradited. I know. I actually saw the legal people talking about this as if we are going to extradite Ryan Lochte, our Olympic hero.
What channel was that? It was like
for lying.
They were calling in experts like it was a plane crash.
GMA and the Today Show both talked about that this morning. And to face filing a false police report, we're going to extradite him.
Oh boy.
I mean, this is so, so, so stupid.
I think you could get him off. I mean, I think you said it. Technically, I don't think there's much there.
But really, shouldn't he be in front of a camera crying right now, apologizing to his teammates, the Olympic, all the American Olympians, the whole Olympic committee, the country of Brazil, and so on and so forth?
Sure.
And if he could shed a few tears, maybe he could keep a few sponsors.
But wait, what was his net worth?
Six million.
Yeah, he's 32. Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, this is his big payoff. Wouldn't this Olympics be his? This is like he's waiting for a ship to come in, and he just fucked it up.
He did. And plus, who are the other two guys? Nobodies, right?
Are they total nobodies who aren't going to get anything?
I never heard of them.
I don't really know them by name, but I haven't been following the Olympics that carefully.
There are other swimmers not named Phelps and Lochte.
Exactly, and I don't care about. Swimming has literally no interest to me whatsoever. I'm fascinated by the Katie Ledecky who swam her ass off and won by 11 seconds. I mean, she's literally getting bored waiting for the next person to come in. She's so
she's
far
free. So she swims so fast. Is that why her hair's like receding?
Oh, she got a receding hairline? Well, that you know, that pool, that chlorine effect. I remember all the swimmers in high school had shiny hair all the time. I thought, well, that's weird. What is it?
You probably knew they had shiny pubes, too, because you could see them because you were all nude.
Oh, but they're shaved, of course. They can be faster, aren't they? Don't they shave their leg hair and their arm hair?
That's true. Armpits, everything.
I said that was so dumb for a high school swim meet to be doing that.
Where's Lochte from? Texas?
I don't know. I just didn't know that much about him. I'm an expert on the incident at the gas station and not much else.
Jeez, I never.
Oh, Rochester, New York. Okay.
I never realized she had such a receding hairline until you just said that.
Just a little bit. You kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm kind of let down. I'm kind of bummed, though. I mean,
there's a few pictures of her.
Could have been a good story.
She has a comb over.
A good fuck up.
Oh, you're let down that this thing ends in the gas station?
Yeah, I mean. So
she got a comb over?
Look at some of these photos here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she does have a comb over there.
No, it's worse than a comb over. It's like, it's.
Well, she parts in the middle sometimes, and then if she wants to look really voluminous.
I mean, that's an average man or male. Once they hit a certain age, they start losing it like that. But she's a young girl.
It might be all those chemicals.
Yeah, definitely does not have a lot of hair. That's a bummer.
Because she's so fast in the water, it just takes it back.
But she is going to have huge endorsements.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
And rightfully so.
Okay, now the other thing, what else is there to say about Lochte? Is there been anything tonight? Because we got the channel on. Did they? I would assume they would.
Chick wrestling?
Is this NBC?
Yeah.
I would assume they would have opened with something on Lochte.
Or is this NBC?
Put CBC on. I bet you they'll talk about it.
I mean, Channel 4 would have.
No, this is NBSN.
Shit.
NBSN.
You know what? I actually recorded NBC though. If we get NBC on, let's finish part one, and we'll start part two and find out what NBC had to say at the beginning tonight. Because they gotta have some kind of.
Gonna be the lead
for sure.
Oh, they're talking about Channel 4 upstairs. That's NBC. So okay.
When you walked in there.
Oh, okay. And then we'll tell you too what's happened to the pool there. This is insane. This story is like an afterthought from all this other stuff, and it's actually a huge story. Huge story about what is wrong with the pool and why it's affecting people's results in the Olympics. I mean, this is absolute madness.
People that gave their life up for that week or that weekend in the pool, and
they're getting screwed. Oh my God, this is really wild. I've never could have imagined anything like this. But we'll kick off part two with all that stuff. So anyway, we'll wrap it up here, and we'll hopefully catch you in part two.